Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith, my life gets stronger. Give God your best shout this morning, would you? Amen. Open your Bible to the New Testament, to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. We're beginning a brand new series this weekend on Build Your Life on God's Word. All of us are building our life on some kind of foundation. All of us are building our life on some kind of foundation. But the key is to ask ourselves, what is that foundation today? All of us here today, we want to live, I believe, we want to live a stable, strong life. To do that, we have to be building our life on the right foundation. Before we get into the right foundation, I want to give you four things that we shouldn't build our life upon. Four things that we shouldn't build our life upon. And number one is the culture. The culture. You and I should not build our life on the fashions, on the trends, on peer pressure, on what's popular. You and I want the favor of God over the favor of man. Gonna have a yes in the house. I think it's Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that says Jesus grew with favor with God, that comes first, and then favor with man. You and I are not here to please people. We are here to please God. And when we please God, God will give us favor with people. Yes? So it's important then that we understand we're not to build our life on culture, what's popular, what the trends are, what the fads are, what the fashion is. Have you noticed the sex scandals in Hollywood, Babylon? It's falling. It's crumbling. Humpty Dumpty has fell off the wall and it's crumbling. So look what the scripture says in Romans 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, this is for Christians, in view of all that God's done for us, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto who? Pleasing unto God. Holy and pleasing unto God. This is your true and proper worship. Everybody say worship. And you know, it's awesome, the worship we have at Church on the Rock. I'm thankful, aren't you? It's the best it's been in 34 years. We have the best team we've ever had, a winning dream team. Amen? Yeah. But did you know that there's more than just singing to worship? Did you know reading your Bible is worship? Reading scriptures is worship? Because this next verse is talking about renewing our mind, which is reading the scriptures, which is building your life on the Word of God. So I want to give you a takeaway. I wouldn't go to a church that didn't give me a takeaway. Let me give you a takeaway. Just start every day and take 10. What do you mean take 10? Take 10 minutes and immerse yourself in the Word of God. You're reading the chronological Bible through with your pastor, I hope, and I pray. You can buy that on paperback in our bookstore, or you can download it on YouVersion, YOUVersion, like I did this morning. I'm walking my dog, 5:45, and I'm listening to the book of Exodus in the chronological Bible. I'm walking my dog, I'm having a tea, and I'm listening to the Bible. I am a multitasker. Hallelujah. Not really, I don't want to be a multitasker. It'll stress you out real big. But anyway, so if as I'm doing that, what am I doing? I'm worshiping God. Because he said, this is your reasonable and proper worship. Next verse, verse 2. Do not, there it is, church, do not conform to the patterns, trends, fashion. Don't be like the world. We're not to be rude. We're not to be coarse. We're not to be unkind, because it's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance, right? So we're not to be holier than thous or holy Joes. We're not to do that. We're not to be unkind, disrespectful, but nor are we to be like them to win them. They should see something different in us. It's called the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Christ. Come on, somebody, can I have a yes in the house today? So he says, do not conform, tells us what not to do. And then the law of replacement tells us what to do. He said, don't be like the world. Don't be like Mike. But he says, you are to be transformed. Don't be conformed, but be transformed. Transform means to be changed. I got good news today. All of us can change. You may have people tell you, you can't change. But I'm here to tell you today, if you build your life on the Word of God can set you free. And free indeed. You know what? You can rise above what other people said you could never be. You can overcome restrictions, restraints, limitation. You can knock the lid off your life of what other people have said you could be or couldn't be. How do you do that, Pastor? By building your life on the Word of God. So he says, don't be conformed to the world. So we're not to let culture be our foundation. You know, some people, it's the latest trend, the latest dress, the latest music. They got to be in. They got to be cool. There's nothing wrong with that, just as long as it's not our foundation. Some people live for fashion, and that's all they live for. That's the wrong foundation. So he says that we can be transformed. How? By reading the Bible, by the renewing of our mind. And that word transformed in the Greek is metamorphosis. It means change from the inside out. Everybody say inside out. You know what? If real change is going to happen, it's got to happen on the inside first. It's got to happen on the inside. Every Thursday night, we have a program called Celebrate Recovery. And in that program, we had 26 people in that small group Thursday night. And in that program, we're helping people find freedom. We're letting them know that they can change, that they can be all that God wants them to be. Many have heard the story about me when I was in junior high. I started running around with the wrong people, and I did something I shouldn't have done, and they were going to send me away. They were going to send me to a reform school, and I'm standing there before the judge in the courtroom, and my parents were letting me go. Everybody, they said, we can't do anything with him. He'll never change. And there was my pastor of a little Assembly of God church. And the judge says, does anybody have anything to say? And he's in heaven today, but that pastor stood up and he said, I believe in Dave Blunt. He said, I believe he can change. And on him believing in me and affirming it out loud, the judge said, we won't send you away. We'll put you on probation every Friday afternoon. For 1 year, I had to meet with my probation officer. I am so glad that with God, you and I can change. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a good praise. So number two, we don't want to build our life on the foundation of tradition, of tradition. Look at Mark chapter 7, verse 13. You know, when Kim and I were raising our family, when they were little, I absorbed everything Dr. James Dobson had to say. Dr. Dobson, you know, he said that you need to establish good traditions in your family, good traditions that line up with the Bible. He said families that have good biblical traditions become strong, stable families. So there are good traditions and there are bad traditions. Can we all agree on that? So look what it says here. It says, making the Word of God, that's what I'm teaching you right now. And you know, the Bible says that God exalted his word above his name. He exalted the Bible above his name. Oh my goodness. You see, you and I can't love God any more than we love his word. We can't love God. We can't say we love God and never open the book. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So I'm out this month to get you addicted. Addicted, Pastor? What say? I'm out to get you addicted to the Word like never before, that you got to have a fix every day of your life, that you're going to love God's Word like never before, that we're going to learn God's Word like never before, and then we're going to live it out in Jesus' name. Everybody say, love it, learn it, live it. That's what we're going to do. At the end of this month, I believe that you and I are going to love God's Word more. I believe we're going to get more revelation out of it in Jesus' name. There's one thing more powerful than God's word and its man-made traditions. Man can get in God's way through their traditions. Right, church? So he says here, making the word of God of none effect through your what? Tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye. So number one, tell me, we don't want to build our life on the foundation of our culture. Number two, on the foundation of tradition. That's huge. We don't want to build it on the foundation of tradition. Number three, we don't want to build our life on the foundation of our opinions. If you found out that every Tom, Dick, and Larry has got an opinion, we don't want to build our life on our opinions, our reasoning, our own reasoning, and our own opinions. We don't want to build our life on that. Have you ever heard this? Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but what is that? They're saying, yeah, I know it's God's word, but what are they saying? My opinion, I believe my opinion more than what God's word has to say. So we don't want to build our life on our own reasoning, on our own understanding, and on our own opinions. The Bible says there's a way that looks right, but the end thereof is destruction. It can look right and be wrong. Can I have a yes in the house? So notice here, he says, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, many such like things do ye do. So we're talking about building our life on God's word, having a word view, not a world view. We're talking about not building our life on the wrong thing, but on the right thing, because we want to endure. We want to make a difference with our life. We need to discover God's purpose. We want to leave a legacy. Going to have an amen at Church on the Rock. We want to leave a legacy. We want to plant trees that will give shade to the next generation. In Jesus' name. So we don't want to build our life on the foundation of the culture. Number two, I forgot already, of tradition. Number three, of our own opinions. Because he says in Proverbs chapter 3, let's look at verse 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, I'm out in the lobby between the services, loving on our congregation, and there's a young man sitting in a wheelchair out in the lobby with his family. So I walk up to him and I said, I'm so glad you're at Church on the Rock today. I'm so glad you came today. I said, do you mind if I ask how old you are? And he looked at me and he said, not a bit, I'm 97. He said, I'm 97 years young. I said, can I ask you what is the key to long, strong life? And if I'm lying, God fry me. He said, Pastor, it's two words, trust God. I thought that's so good, right? Yeah, so trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own opinions, own reasoning, own understanding. So we don't want to build it on what we think. We want to know, what does God think? How do you build? Take away. Everybody say, take away. How do you build your life on God's word? Here's one way you do it, is that you ask yourself, when you're facing anything in your life, you ask yourself, what does the word say? What does the word say? I know a man says. You know, we had a testimony Wednesday night. And Wednesday nights are really cool around here. And we had a testimony Wednesday night. A lady said that her husband, she took him to the doctor. He was diagnosed with something that was incurable. And the doctor, and we thank God for doctors because we believe in medicine. We believe in doctors. We thank God for nurses. Amen. Hospitals. Amen. We believe in all of that. But they can only do so much, right? And the doctors told her that her husband would have to live with this. And she said, thank you. We appreciate that very, very much. And as they left the doctor's office, she said to her husband, but whose report? You see, what authority are you building the foundation of your life on? You need to make God's word final authority. Doctors and lawyers and teachers and professors and pastors and others can say all kinds of things, but that should not be our final authority. Our final authority shouldn't be who's in the White House or what's happening on Wall Street or the stock market. What should be our final authority is, what does the Word of God say? Amen? And so you just ask yourself, what does the Word say? If you'll start doing that, you'll start building your life on the Word of God. Amen. So we shouldn't build it on our opinion, our reasoning. Number four, we shouldn't build it on our feelings. We shouldn't build it on our feelings. Look at the scripture on the overheads, 2 Corinthians 5:7. We shouldn't build it on our feelings. You know, how many know that your feelings can lie to you? You know, some mornings I don't feel married to Pastor Kim. But she hits me on the head and says, 45 years we've been married, son. Praise God. You know, some days I don't feel saved. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Some mornings I don't feel saved. Some mornings I want to get on my Harley Davidson and play bad to the bone, born to be wild. Some days I don't feel, on Monday morning, after all that goes on, some Monday mornings I don't feel like your pastor. Feelings are fickle and feelings will lie to us. How many times have we missed God on a feeling? Yeah, so you can't build your life on feeling. We walk by faith. How does faith come? By hearing and hearing the Word of God. Nowhere in the Bible can you find you pray for faith. You pray in faith, you pray with faith, but you never pray for faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen, church. So notice it's so important. We walk by faith and not by feeling. So what should we build our life on? What should be our foundation? Matthew 7 on the screens. Matthew 7, verse 24 through 28. Now, this is how we got the name of our church, y'all. This is how we got the name. When Kim and I planted this church 34 years ago, we were in a park, and we were thinking about, what's the name of this church that we're going to plant in St. Louis area? And we had all kinds of names offered to us by well-meaning friends, and they were good names. But Kim and I were at this park, and we opened our Bible, and my Bible fell open to Matthew 7, 24 through 28. And we wanted the name of the church to denote the mission of the church. And so we saw that two builders, two foundations. One heard the word, did it, built their house on the rock. One heard it, didn't do it, built their house on sand. See, they built their house on culture or opinions or feelings, trends, all the things we talked about. But we want to build people at Church on the Rock. We want to build people. We want to help people know God, find freedom, discover their purpose, make a difference with their life. We want to help people be a part of a community that will leave a legacy. We want to build people by helping them, showing them to build on the right foundation, which is the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. But he said, my word will never, ever, it's eternal. His word is an eternal seed. Amen. So this is where we got the name of Church on the Rock, a teaching church. A teaching church that would teach people in simple, practical ways how to take what they heard and apply it and live out the abundant life. That's us at Church on the Rock, yeah? So let's look at it as the team comes out. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings, now these sayings are God's promises, and there are 7,000 promises in the Bible. We don't want some of them. We want all of them. Amen. And he says that the person who hears it and doeth them. Now, heareth and doeth, it's in the Greek, and it's in the continuous tense. That means you got to keep hearing. You got to keep hearing. It's lifelong hearing. It's lifelong hearing, and it's lifelong doing. You know, I think I'll try that church stuff for about 30 days. Won't work. You can't try it and get results. You got to do it and you'll get results. It's a lifelong commitment. It's kind of like marriage, right? So notice he says, those who hear these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken them to a wise person who built their house on the rock. Next verse, verse 25. And the rain. Everybody say rain. Now, not if, but when. It's coming. It's coming. These storms, these battles, this adversity, it's coming. But I want to submit to you, there are three kinds of storms in this scripture. Three kinds. Everybody say three. There are three kinds. Look what he says. He said, and the rains descended. Number two, and the floods came. And number three, and the wind beat. So say it with me. Rain, flood, wind. There are those battles in our life that we fight because of us. There are storms in our life and we're the cause of them because of a bad relationship, bad decision, bad choice, not discerning, not building our life on the Word of God. And it happens to all of us. Bad things do happen to good people. That's rain. We shoot ourselves in the foot. And then you have the floods, and the floods come from other people. Other people. You see, we can do ourselves harm, but then there are those times when we didn't do it and other people did it to us. And we don't know why. The persecution, the broken commitment, the false promises, the unfaithfulness, the gossiping behind our back, the hurting us, the marring, the scarring. And we didn't do anything to deserve it, but it came through other people. Storms come through us, or storms come through other people, or thirdly, and the winds blew, all of it together, comes from Satan. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm telling you today, if you'll stay with me this month, the Holy Spirit will show us how to withstand any battle, the rain, the flood, or the wind. Things that we've done to ourselves, God will forgive, God will forget, we can get over it, we can get free, and we can move on, and God will turn it around for our good. You can withstand, you can overcome, you can walk through it blessed if you build your house on the rock, the Word of God. Those things people did to you, it wasn't right, it wasn't nice, it wasn't honest, it wasn't true, it shouldn't have been done. You were looked down, you were spit upon, you were forgotten, you were thrown away, you were cast away. They did all kinds of things. If you and I will build our house on the right foundation, the Word of God, God will help you withstand anything, anyone, a husband, a wife, a mother, alcoholic father, incest, anything. You can withstand it, rise above it. God turn it around for your good. Anything. The devil's best shot. The devil's best shot. The worst evil day in your life. You can withstand it if you build your house on the rock. If you make God's Word the solid foundation. This I know. This is the Beatitudes. He just did the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 and Matthew 6. And at the end of every Beatitude, he said, if you do what I asked you to do, he said, you will be blessed above all peoples. Are you ready to be blessed above all people? Give the Lord a good shout, would you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Church on the Rock. Thank you, Lord. This is your year. Hallelujah. Stand with me, would you please? As you're standing, you can praise him on the way up. Say it with me. I can, through Christ, the solid rock, withstand any attack. Face it, go through it, come out of it, blessed for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.